The title of Nazam is Ah Jo Dil Tere Gham Ka Hamil Nahi. What a pity on that heart is not carrying the love of Allah. Gham here means the love and concern about to making Allah happy in his life. Allah forgive us, Tawfiq to Amal. Do jahan ka maza usko hasil nahi. Do jahan ka maza usko hasil nahi. Ah, jo dil tere gham ka hamil nahi. Ah, jo dil tere gham ka hamil nahi. Do jahan ka maza usko hasil nahi. Ah, jo dil tere gham ka hamil nahi. Aap chahe hame ye karam aapka. Aap chahe hame ye karam aapka. Warna hum chahne ke to qabil nahi. Warna hum chahne ke to qabil nahi. Do jahan ka maza usko hasil nahi. Sohbate ahle dil jisne paayi na ho. Sohbate ahle dil jisne paayi na ho. Uska gham gham nahi. Uska dil dil nahi. Uska gham gham nahi. Uska dil dil nahi. Sohbate ahle dil jisne paayi na ho. Uska gham gham nahi. Uska dil dil nahi. Uska gham gham nahi. Uska dil dil nahi. Jis jagah aapka qurb milta na ho. Jis jagah aapka qurb milta na ho. Ho ke manzil bhi wo meri manzil nahi. Ho ke manzil bhi wo meri manzil nahi. Ah, jo dil tere gham ka hamil nahi. Ghair haq se lagata hai jo apna dil. Beside Allah, whoever put his heart. Ghair haq se lagata hai jo apna dil. Teri ulfat ke gham ka wo hamil nahi. Teri ulfat ke gham ka wo hamil nahi. Warna hum chahane ke to qabil nahi. Aap ka hoon main bas aur kisi ka nahi. Aap ka hoon main bas aur kisi ka nahi. Koi Laila nahi, koi mehmil nahi. Koi Laila nahi, koi mehmil nahi. Aakhri sher hai. Keh raha hai ye akhtar babange duhul. Keh raha hai ye akhtar ببانگے دل بحر الفت کا کوئی بھی ساحل نہیں, بحر الفت کا کوئی بھی ساحل نہیں. آپ چاہیں ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا, آپ چاہیں ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا, ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تو قابل نہیں, ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تو قابل نہیں. صحبتِ اہل دل جس نے پائی نہ ہو, صحبتِ اہل دل جس نے پائی نہ ہو, اس کا غم غم نہیں, اس کا دل دل نہیں, اس کا غم غم نہیں, اس کا دل دل نہیں. دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں, آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں, آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم, احمدہ و نصلی علی رسول الکریم, اما بعد. شو سمری آف دا پوم, آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں, او ہاؤ سیڈ فار دیٹ ہارٹ وچ ڈز ناٹ بیئر دا لو آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی. Hazrat Maulana Shah Abdul Hanif Al-Fawzi Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say that Allah has made different parts of the body and everyone has got a function. The eye is to see, the ear is to hear, the tongue is to speak, and Allah Ta'ala has created the love to the heart to love. The function of the heart is to love. But if a person has put their heart in everything else besides Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then really he has wasted his heart, he has destroyed his heart. So Hazrat says, Do jaha ka maza usko hasil nahi, آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں. That person, ah, how sad, who does not bear the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he cannot attain the enjoyments of both the worlds. One is in the akhirah, definitely, even if a person gets jannat, but he did not have a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his jannat will be far, far less compared to a person who made effort in this world to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this world also, Allah will give him such enjoyment in his heart, which the kings of the world can never ever enjoy. Can never express also what will come in the heart of the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in akhirat also, in the qabr also, the awliya Allah, their ranks continue raising and raising and raising, and they go closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas people like us, once we pass away, we go in the qabr, and there is no real progress. So really a person who has made an effort to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will get the enjoyment of both the worlds. Aap chahe hame ye karam آپ کا, ورنہ ہم چاہنے تو قابل نہیں. حضرت says that for us, if you desire us and we've got the desire in our heart to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to come for this majlis and gathering, then this is the grace and kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, where will we ever fit? Allah ta'ala chose us from the millions of people in the world. Allah chose us to come here. یہ قدم اٹھے نہیں اٹھائے جاتے ہیں. That our leg doesn't come up itself. It has been made to, brought here. Allah ta'ala brought us here. It's Allah's great favor upon us. Every one of us, we should make shukr and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because this is only and solely the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If our iman we've got, Allah's grace. Allah has given us, made us among the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, among the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jamaat. Allah has linked us to great, great mashayikh and buzrugani deen and awliya Allah. And Allah has put us in the masjid now at this moment. What favors of Allah ta'ala. This is only the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise we are not worthy in the least, but صحبت اہل دل جس نے پائی نہ ہو, اس کا غم غم نہیں, اس کا دل دل نہیں. The person who has not got the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those people who have got hearts. Every one of us has got a biological heart. But the اہل دل, a person of the heart, is a person who has used his heart in the right place. And he has connected his heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the اہل دل, if we have not stayed in their company, then that person's love is no real love. And he's got no real heart. He's got a heart, but a biological heart, not a true heart. And he's got no real love. If he's got love in this world, it's just lust for some haram woman.
which eventually comes out, a person becomes napak, he becomes impure, and that's the end of his love and his lust. But true love, pure love, is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how will a person get this? By the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Hazrat says, jis jaga aapka qurb milta na ho, hoke manzil bhi wo meri manzil nahi. That place in which a person does not get the closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There can be also one stage, maybe a person will get jannat also by means of that day. It is one action, a good action he has done. But I'm not finding the closeness of Allah ta'ala, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is not my place. And this is for permissible places. Imagine if a person is in haram, in the wrong places, in places of drugs, immorality, immodesty, all of those places. How can a person ever go to such places? He's got on the other hand, attain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it says, غَيْرِ حَقْ سَي لَغَاتَ هَيَ جُوْ أَفْنَا دِلْ تَرَي أُلْفَتْ كِيَ غَمْكَ وَحَامِلْ نَهِ. That person will never be able to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has put his heart in anybody else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our heart is in money. All the time we are thinking of money. So much so a person is in salah, so he's counting, he's taking for the day. He's put his heart in anything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even worse, Ulama Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullah used to say, if you love anybody and anything in this world, your house, your car, your business, your heart turns 90 degrees away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it says when a person, he falls in love with a woman, then he turns 180 degrees away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Completely the heart is turned completely the other direction. So dangerous it is. And Hazrat Ali rahmatullah is mentioning the incident of that person. He was at the time of death, about to pass away. And people said, read kalima. Ask Allah for forgiveness. He said, I can read kalima and I can ask Allah for forgiveness from all my gunas, but except the gunah of my beloved. And Allah, I love my beloved more than I love you. And he passed away in this condition. He says that he passed away with kufr, deepness of kufr. Once one person, lover of soccer, and he became extremely ill. He went to the hospital. The doctors eventually told him, you only got 24 hours to live. They told the family. And he was extremely, from the bed, he stood up. He sat up just before he passed away and he started calling all the soccer players' names whom he loved. And he said, I love you, I adore you, I worship you. And he passed away in this condition. So whatever is in the heart of a person will come out at the time of death. So a person has to work on the heart to bring Allah in the heart. If Allah is not in the heart and anything else is in the heart, وَحُسْتُلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ at the time of death, this is what will come out. As it mentioned from Umar Sa'ban Fuli rahmatullahi alayhi, he said that parrot which you have got, and he taught it all the nice nazams and it's singing beautiful nazams and qira'at and all of these things. It's only on the tongue. Suddenly one day the cage was left open and the cat came and it wanted to catch the parrot and pull it out. And then the parrot forgot all its nazams, it forgot its kalima, forgot all of those things. And the original voice of the parrot, te, 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 this is what came out at the time of death. So whatever is in the heart of a person will come out at the time of death. May Allah make our heart the heart with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat is aapka hu mein bas aur kisi ka nahi, koi leila nahi, koi mahmil nahi. Oh Allah, I only want to be yours and nobody else's. No women, no cars, no conveyances, no houses. All of those things mustn't be in my heart. Allah, you must be in my heart. I only want to be yours. Geh raha hai ya akhtar babange duhal, bahare ulfat ka koi bhi sahil nahi. Hazrat said, I'm saying with the top of my voice, I'm shouting out that in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ocean of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no ocean, there is no limit to it, there is no shore. You just carry on and on and on. There is no limit. The person says, I'm getting tired now. Because Allah is infinite. The enjoyment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is infinite. Whereas drugs, you take it, you get a bit of enjoyment, you have to go on a higher dose, and a higher dose, and a higher dose, and you destroy yourself. You love one woman, you go for the second woman, third woman. Till you go to every single woman in the world, still you won't be satisfied. But the love of Allah is such, the person just increases and increases and increases. Our elders, Hazrat Ali rahmatullahi mentioned, there are 5 easy prescriptions for a person to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should try to make amal, inshallah. And in this way, Hazrat says, whatever level you will get, but you will get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one is that a person must daily take out time to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not just to finish our dhikr and to finish our numbers, but to really make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with love and feeling, ashikana dhikr, and with punctuality. Number two, take out daily some time, which is called muraqabah ni'mata ilahiya. Ponder over the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and make shukr and thank Allah ta'ala. One bounty. The more you thank Allah for these bounties, the more love for Allah ta'ala will increase in a person's heart. So ponder over the bounties of Allah ta'ala, and make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beg Allah ta'ala. Say, Allah, we are asking Allah ta'ala for everything of this world. How sad if a person did not ask Allah ta'ala for Allah himself. So when we are asking in our du'as, the first du'a we should actually be making is, oh Allah, I want you. I want your love. I want your connection. I want your closeness. Number four is that the hadith, which is the ruh and the soul of the whole of the crux of the tawaf, is to sit in the sohbat and the company of the Ahlullah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who have got this love of Allah ta'ala. By sitting in their company, inshallah, the love of Allah will rub off onto our hearts. We will also gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number five is to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To whatever level we can, we try and follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ. Follow the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the more closer we can come into his lifestyle and to his pattern, Allah will love us. And Allah will become, imagine Allah will love us. What a great bounty and favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. So may Allah grant us all the tawfiq and ability, inshallah, to make an effort in this life. We've only got one life, and make our life valuable. Get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That person will be the most successful. Allah grant us all tawfiq.